$100 billion more.
All right. This is a No Self Control podcast. My name is Rodney Dixon, and I'm just going to go at this one. Uno. Because Ben is gone. Kangle's at work. I just have to do this. I just watched the debate, if that's what you want to call it. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of all this. The American people should be ashamed. I mean, like, for the longest, we keep on saying, like, the elites are out of control. They're out of control. They think whatever choices they make are right because they are the elites. That's what this all is. The very fact that we voted for the American people were smart enough to vote Hillary Clinton. And the elites moved to Donald Trump just lets me know how dumb the elites are. And I'm not talking about the new money. Let me explain the difference between old money and new money. Like, because I don't think people understand that. I'm talking about the elites that were born elite. And I'm not talking about elite as in better. I'm just talking about elite as in money. Quantity of wealth. Quantity of wealth. You hear that? That's quantity of wealth. All right, you were born with a silver spoon. This is what I tell people, all right. New money gained wealth. Not wealth, money. They gained money. Old money was born with it. In fact, they weren't just born with it. Their family has that money. That means they don't have to worry about giving money to other family members because the entire family is wealthy. Wrap your head around that. All right. So let's move forward. This was a shit show. Like I've been looking, and this wasn't good for anyone. It wasn't good for Donald Trump. Wasn't good for Joe Biden, Chris Wallace. It wasn't good for the American people. Because you can't have the people that are supposed to be the most intelligent speaking in this way. Before the 2016 election, they already saying Donald Trump was speaking at like an elementary school level. This man got his college degree a long time ago. And he obviously bought it. So, for all the hogwash he was talking about Joe Biden, it's like, yo, that's just the pot calling the kettle black, pretty much. Neither one of you, like, you're trying to talk about intelligence. Most Americans don't even have a college degree. Who are you talking to, Donald Trump? When 64% of people don't even have a college degree. Only 34%, according to U.S. Census, even have a college degree. Why? Why is that, Donald Trump? Joe Biden, why is that? In a first world country where there's people, where there's the richest man has $200 billion, the richest company is trying to get $2 trillion. Why why do only 34% of us even have you're hogwashing and laughing at him for even having a degree when most people don't in this country don't even have one. It's not even at 50%. That is American. We can't laugh at anybody because we're all American. That Republicans, yo, you guys are patriots, right? You guys believe in America. So why don't you want betterment of your fellow Americans? Why don't you guys want to improve anything? What are your policies? Oh, wait, you guys don't have any. You guys are only contrarians. And Democrats, don't think I'm letting you guys off. I'm not going to even let you guys off either. You guys really, I don't know what your guys are doing. You guys are aimless. Democrats, completely aimless. You guys have the policies, but you guys have no balls. And Joe Biden, you proved that. Because I thought you were going to, I hope that Joe Biden comes with that heat next time. I mean, I like a little of the sparks, you know, calling him clown. That was very nice. But they go low, we go high. That needs to go out the window. I'm sorry, Michelle Obama. I love you. Sometimes you got to get down into the trenches like World War I. Sometimes a soft touch can't open the conversation. Sometimes you got to go hard or go home. You got to go hard or you go home. And Democrats have been the softest motherfuckers I've ever seen. Soft. And that's the one thing you can give them, Republicans. Oh, yeah, you guys are hard. For the wrong reasons. What are you guys even doing, bro? I'm so glad I left the Republican Party when I was a kid. You guys used to actually stand for something. Now you guys fall for anything. You guys have no integrity whatsoever. You guys just don't really care, do you? What are you guys fighting for? What are you fighting for? How are you bettering our society by cutting down the rainforest? You guys are the ones who started environmentalism. Do you guys forget? Do you guys just all of a sudden just forget where you guys came from? Ronald Reagan and Nixon created most of the national parks. What the fuck are you? And now you guys have completely left the fucking room. Didn't sign the Paris Agreement. Didn't even go to the G5 summit. What are you guys even doing anymore? Who are you, Republicans? You guys have nothing. You're only contradictory. How does it feel to just be the heel of your opponent? The opponent who is your fellow American? Or do you even see them as your fellow Americans? I doubt it anymore. Do you guys even see other Americans who aren't of your skin and of your... Like, I don't have to agree with somebody to defend their rights. What is that quote? I don't agree with them, but I will die for their right to believe it. I'm paraphrasing. But even if I don't believe in a lot of this from the Republican Party, if you guys were sitting there protesting, I'm not going to sit there and demean that. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, you guys have no right to protest. I thought that was a human right. I thought that was Constitution. I thought that was Amendment 1. You guys always skipped it too. What happened to 1? What happened to the First Amendment? I agree with the Second Amendment as well, but what about the First one? The right to bear arms, that's great. But without the right to protest, without free speech, all you have is a gun. Is that all you guys are about is gun rights now? Is that all you guys care about? And you guys can talk about law and order all you want to. There is no order. This has been deeply erratic. Everything has been. To this very day. You can be with your echo chambers and your cognitive dissonance and stay in your little bunker all you want to. Liberals can't even reach a consensus about what we believe. Other than the bare minimum things like the gay marriage and stuff like that, and abortion rights, and but man, that's the bottom of the barrel, man. That's the bottom of the barrel, because there's so much more important things that liberals won't even talk about. And I'm not talking about progressives, because we already passed that. We already realized. We already see the tree in the forest. They getting distracted. But in many ways, I'm gonna take the back. All of us are getting distracted. Because what we should all be trying to do is improve America. If we're not doing better in education than every other country, we need to do that. If we're not doing better in everything, from education to employment to, we need to be trying. Why is bare minimum so okay with America? Why is being 35 in education okay with y'all? If you care so much about America, why don't you want us to do better in every category we could possibly do? Why don't you? Okay, so let me go back to you guys, Republicans. And wait, I'm not going to let Democrats off the hook, because you guys had a big hand in this as well. If we believe in law and order so much, why are we imprisoning more people than everybody? And some people might think, what does he mean by that? I'm going to tell you what I mean. We don't commit more crimes than other countries. There's so many, but we imprison more people than anyone on earth, the land of the free. But most people are in prison. How is that free? Why can't we talk about that? Why people with traffic tickets getting thrown in jail? Big money, private, lobbyists, it's all that. You know what I'm saying? And Democrats, you guys are in the pocket of the same people the Republicans are in the pocket of. So you have the illusion that they're on your side. It's a false dichotomy. Always has been. That's why George Washington didn't believe in just having two parties. It's like you choose the other room, and it all leads back to the same bullshit, though. So whether we vote Joe Biden or not, a lot of things will remain the same. The only thing that you can find a little morsel of faith in is that if you choose Joe Biden, if another COVID comes, if something else happens like H1N1, we'll be able to stop it. But how things are, it's like you don't know what Donald Trump is going to do. You don't. There's no, I don't know any of his policies. He didn't say anything. Talking about, well, you have no plan. And his base don't care if he has a plan or not. That's why we have to vote. And I don't want to vote for Joe Biden. I wanted Bernie. But right now, it's weekends at Bernie. And Bernie, he died at the beginning of the movie. So what are we going to do now? He sleep. Like, we're going to carry, like, we can't carry Bernie's corpse into, around with us. So we have, old Slow Joe has to go. I mean, and it's not even that I hate Donald Trump. I just hate his policies. I hate how he makes us look. I hate that he's president. Why? Because he makes us look dumb. Every country is laughing at us. You should be, Republicans, you guys should be embarrassed that Joe Biden can even stand up and talk to Donald Trump. He's supposed to be your old omnipotent leader. So powerful, so smart. He's not. If he was, he would have gave him the what for and kicked his ass to the door. He did it. He did it. That's how incompetent Donald Trump is. There's no way that Joe Biden should be able to even be in the conversation this year, man. Like, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're not sending their finest. Some of them are rapists. Some of them are criminals. And some of them are good people. And these two, not one of them. And Donald Trump is the rapist, by the way. Joe Biden's just weird. He's a weirdo. Who lost a kid. And probably misses that affection. But he's still weird as shit. He wasn't seen with Epstein, though. Not flying on his plane. Not going to his little island. That's Bill Clinton. And that's also our president, Donald J. Trump. So what are we going to do? Are we going to just roll over? Are we going to plan? The beginning of the plan, get old Slow Joe in there. Know that he's not going to be running it. He's not even running it right now. And I know that. That's why I'm going to vote for him. If I thought he was in control, no way I would have voted for him. Donald Trump is in control. And that, you know, when the inmates run the asylum, you gotta just keep your hair down and just move forward. It's the same thing. I'm glad that Donald Trump brought Keep Calm. The British, pretty much said during World War II. Cause that's exactly what we're doing. That's what COVID is. And, like, the moral we pretend like it doesn't exist, it's coming. COVID is coming. And these 200,000 people, that's just the beginning. I hate to alert you, alarm you, but I have to. COVID ain't over yet. 2020 is almost over, though. And we were cursing this year, but it's really not over yet. And people are still dying and still catching it. America. We have to come together. We have to do something. We have to stop arguing amongst. This ain't no politics, man. Throw it out. Man, we need to really get rid of this politics. Like, politicizing everything. Like, we. And I. How dare Donald Trump talk about. Oh, as far as that. You politicize everything, Donald Trump. You make everything a political. You told us COVID was a hoax. And then you block the ability for us to get masks. For New York to even get like gear and like to be able to deal with it. And then you guys aren't giving us more checks. Other countries were getting checks for months. Why is it that Americans just want to kill themselves that badly? Why do we have so much self-hatred here in America? Republicans, bro. I need you guys to come to me. I need you guys to speak to me. I have a lot of Republican friends. And we can't even talk about politics anymore. The problem we have is that we have over-politicized everything. There are evil people that are Democrats. There are evil people that are Republican. There's evil everywhere you can look. If we can somehow finally let go of it, we will be in a better place. We can keep the names, I guess. I don't even know if we can do that because everything's so deeply rooted. Like, you can't even give up anything. Like, you can't. Like, I don't even really consider myself. I am a Democrat, but I don't even consider myself to be because I don't even like y'all. I don't like either side of this scenario, ever. And the reason why it's so close is like all these ideologies, you know what I'm saying? Like you have, you know, the evangelicals and the Catholics and they're competing with the LGBT and BLM, which BLM, don't even have a leader. BLM doesn't even have a leader. I don't know what BLM is really trying to do. I don't, like, who, I know what they seem to be doing, but, like, they don't have a spokesperson. So, it's like, I don't understand. Why are we still doing things this way? America has no leadership anywhere. The Republicans are just contrarians and the Democrats are just heels. Like, how do you run a country like that? I don't understand how anything works right now. Because it's like, it just really doesn't make any sense. Like, that we're this divided. And even within our own parties, we're divided. There's no logic to it, man. There's just no logic. We're just aimlessly shooting in the dark. No unity. And Donald Trump, bro. Like, I don't care. Like, why? You can't even. Our president can't even say white supremacy is evil. He went from saying David Duke was, you know, white supremacist to not knowing who he was. And then at this debate, he can't even say that they're wrong. He just told them to stand by. For what, Donald Trump? For what? What? Stand by for what? To kill more black people? To kill more Democrats? You want to see more blood? More death? I mean, 200,000 is, I guess, a small number for you, Donald Trump. If 200,000 people died on my watch, I wouldn't even be running for president again. But I have an actual heart. I have actual integrity. Isn't that novel? And he wants to talk about H1N1. No one even remembers that shit. What are you even fucking talking about? That shit was here and gone. You know why? Because Obama handled that shit correctly, dumb motherfucker. How dare you even bring up anything? It's not even fucking close. All of the greatest deaths I've ever thought are under Republican rule. You know why? Because you guys always coming up with some fucking war. All the greatest, the recessions and shit like that, that happened under y'all. George Bush, great example. Collapsing the auto industry. Collapsing the housing industry. Under trickle-down economic policies by who? Ronald Reagan set that shit up. He took us off the gold standard. Oh, y'all forgot about that, didn't y'all? I've heard when I was a Republican, we talked shit about that. So, like, what, how, I don't, and now you got to a point where I feel like Republicans are unable to admit that anything is wrong. It's like that dog in that meme where it's on fire, where the house is on fire, and they're like, this is okay. That's every Republican. You stand for nothing. So you fall for anything. I thought you guys stood for, you know, like, what happened to trying to, you know, lower the deficit? That shit is higher than was on Obama. In less than 4 years. Imagine that. But you guys just forget your history. You guys have such short memories. You guys need a pen. Like, I just want you guys, like anybody who's listening, you guys need a note. Just to sit back, write down all of it. Before you vote, before you do anything, just write down. Well, not just that, research. Do research. Every American needs to be researched. There's a reason why we're so low in education. They want us to be there. All America needs to do your research. Have multiple sources. But that's the problem. You can't expect one person or you're like, bro, like, it's so funny even arguing with Republicans because they still think that most liberals are watching the MSNBC. We're not. We're not. I'm not. I watch it from time to time just to see the bullshit that they're trying to put into our heads. But that's nothing compared to when I used to be a Republican and was watching Fox News. And I still watch it from time to time just to know what you guys are thinking. I do the same thing. Fox News is way more flagrant. I mean, they're both bad. You're right. CNN.
I bet you got that from CNN.
Yeah. Yeah, CNN's trash. You know what else is trash? MSNBC. You know what else is also trash? Fox News. Brett Barr. All that bullshit you guys watch? Yeah, that's also trash. And, like, you guys try, you allow them to flip any story. They could, like, it doesn't matter how Democrats come out. You guys make it seem like we're all just, like, angry and shit. We're just all like, oh, yeah, the protests and the riots. As if people have never rioted before. As if people have not rioted for a basketball game or football game or baseball game or any type of game. People riot all the time. That's not novel. That's not a single party. That could be any group. And by the way, 90% of them are peaceful protests. They're not burning down things and they're not doing that. Most majority of them aren't doing that. Rioting should be disavowed. We should not riot. Yeah, you're right. That's not good. But the person you like to talk about the most, MLK, guess what he said? It's the voices of the unheard. I mean, you guys realize you haven't heard of the Boston Massacre? Hmm? Or any other, like, or the Philadelphia, when they won the Super Bowl and they burned down Philly? That never happened, huh? It's just crazy. It's like everybody has an amnesia. They have such quick memories. They just forget everything. It's just like, I feel like most time when I talk to people, I immediately, every day, I pretend like I'm talking to a new person. Because they hardly remember things anyway. Americans have really short memories and a really bad education system. Which is why things are the way they are. And people are so lazy. And Republicans, you guys always want to say how lazy everyone is, right? Why don't you guys fix that? Like, oh, the liberals, they're so lazy, they don't want to work. Okay, so let's create a system where people don't have to ask for, as you call it, fucking handouts. I would love that. Why do people have to ask for it? You know that American people are some of the hardest working people on the planet. They outwork almost everyone. They work longer hours. Do your research. Listen to scientists. Republicans don't even believe scientists. Of course they don't. You know what I'm saying? They're all in their little safety net. They're all in their little... They're so predictable. And let me get on you, Dems, because like I've been like I don't want to attack the Republicans too much because they I attacked them enough. Let me come for you, Dems, right now. When are you guys gonna actually do something in your own state? You guys, like, we all know the Republicans are setting up redlining and gerrymandering. That's been happening a long time. When are you guys going to actually do something about it? You guys allow a lot of this to happen. And under your watch, you guys allow gerrymandering and redlining to continue to exist. Like, I just don't know. We need to vote all these people out. That's all we can do. Because there's no way you can physically get rid of all of these people. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not threatening any type of Congress member or anything like that. Let me just make that clear. But what I am saying is, we need, like, there needs to be new blood. All these old people, 70, 60, 80, get them out of here. Everybody in there should be 40, 50 years old. After that, get out. And this is why I do agree with our Republicans. Term limits. After this, term limits. For Supreme Court, term limit. For the Congress, term limits. I don't know what we got to do to get that to happen. I remember Rand Paul talking about that shit in like 2000s. And that's Republican, by the way. It needs to happen. Because you, like, these people just, they lost their minds. They have to, like, man, they're blind with power. They forgot that they were there to serve the people. Or, I don't think they're blind to, I think they don't care. They don't care. And the fact they don't care, the group immediately takes on the mentality of their leaders. That's why we're starting not to care as citizens about our other fellow citizens, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Progressive, Green Party, whatever. We should care about other Americans. The Republican Party has failed so deeply that even when a Republican is dead to right wrong and they could kill someone like Rittenhouse did, and they will still be on their side. Liberals, we don't stay together like that. If somebody's wrong, they're gone. I've seen it. That's why I would never go back to the Republican Party. Because you guys don't hold anyone accountable for their actions. That's just a fact. You guys will allow your fellow Republicans. And let me go back to the initial conversation of the debate. This is why Donald Trump did not hold white supremacy accountable for their actions, because that's the Republican Party in a loop. In a bow. White supremacy at its finest. Your Proud Boys make you feel good. I don't understand why. I know a lot of good people are Republican. I don't know how. That's the exact reason I'm not the Republican anymore. I've seen it. When I was there, I saw it. I felt it even when I was a Republican and continued being a Republican for at least 5 years. I was like, bro, like, Republicans are racist. And I was a Republican. I was like, man, I don't really like how they talk about my people. I don't know how you black, man. I don't know how any black Republicans sleep at night. Candace Owens, man. Whoo, man. You are the biggest coon on the planet. Uncle Tom motherfucker. I never seen such disgusting shit in my life. Like, man, I love this country. We need to take patriotism back. Patriotism, freedom for all. All men under God, right? Like, I just, like, can we go back to what would Jesus be do? Like, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus help the poor? He did. It's right there in the book. He broke bread and fish for others. He cured other people from leprosy. That sounds like Affordable Care Act to fucking me. That sounds far away from, hey, everybody just pull each other up by their own bootstraps. I thought we were supposed to be helping each other. I thought that's what Christianity stood for. You guys say, oh, like, man, every time I hear Republicans talk about how they believe in God and they're Christian, I'm like, no, you don't. You don't. If you did, why wouldn't you want to help the homeless? That's what Jesus did. He cured leprosy. He broke bread and he fed the homeless. Why don't we do that? Can we not be like Jesus? Should we not be living in his image? Or is it all bullshit? I don't think it's bullshit. I don't. I think we should live like Jesus. But you guys don't believe in that. You guys are just the biggest hypocrites on the planet. Liberals don't even... A lot of atheist liberals live more like Jesus than your modern day conservative. Who's a born again Christian? How can I say that with so boldly? Giving food to the homeless, trying to give people affordable care. Sounds like Jesus to me. When is everything, a house divided cannot stand. Republicans, I know you guys try to, say you're the party of Lincoln. Return to that. Even though you guys never wore that, like, let's be completely keep it a buck. I was born in the land of Lincoln, Illinois. That is a democratic state. I'm mad you guys even use that. It's disgusting. You guys playing these mental games. You guys are doing all this mental acrobatics. You're wrong. It's easier to cheat, Like, I understand. Makes life a little bit easier to lie to yourself, to lie to everybody. But Americans, as a whole, let's take a deep breath. Step back and realize that these two parties don't know what they're doing. Democrats, Republicans, they don't know what they're doing. Neither side, they're dumb. All the senators, out of here. All of the House, out of here. I don't care if they're new, old, or whatever. We need fresh air into the lungs of the American society. I know you guys love the past a lot and you guys live there, but we have iPads now. We don't go on horsebacks. We don't use a flintlock pistol. We live in the this is 2020. 1776 was a long time ago. Can we change something? Let these old people go. Old ideas need to go. Amazon was not around back then. Facebook didn't exist yet. All of the companies right, all the top Forbes 500 companies, most of them didn't even exist yet. Why are we still going by, it was genius. We can pat all those people who created the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution on the back. But even they realized that the Articles of Confederation was enough. That's why they made amendments to the Constitution. We need to amend this motherfucker. We need to do something. Something. Republicans, are you guys really happy with this fracking and this oil? Like, why everybody's blowing right past us. They're going past us. Their technology, they're going to go past us, bro. If we do not do something to improve education, that's number one. Our infrastructure. Our justice system. We will be left behind. Rome. All roads lead to Rome. And America, do we want to be second best in all of these categories? Why are we not going for number one? Why are we so okay with 35? I thought we're number one. Why don't we try to be number one in everything? Why don't we try to improve everything? I don't understand. Why are you guys so okay with being losers? Because that's what America is becoming. Losers. All losers. Only time we win is when the Olympics comes around. And that's black people. That's us running. Oh no, he's trying to, like, I don't care. That's a fact. How many, like, I'm not going to even get into that. Where are we going? Why are you running? When are we going to go back to being 1-1? I want to see America on top. I don't want us to pretending to be on top. That's what it is. The Donald Trump is just pretending to be on top of the world. We are not. We have the biggest prison industrial complex on the planet. That's not something to be proud of. We're walking backwards, America. That's exactly what we're doing. When are we going to go forward? My name is Rodney Dixon. This is No Self-Control Podcast, episode number 5. I hope you have a beautiful day.